Proclamation number 5669 of 6th of May, 1953. Spiritual work in all schools of thought. Right representatives. All who testify from my spirit are my representatives on earth. All who carry me alive in their hearts are filled by my spirit if they testify of me, for I can reveal myself to them through the spirit, and then they speak the pure truth because I myself put the words into their mouths, because it is I myself who speaks through them. This is why there can be true representatives in all schools of thought as soon as the proclaimers of my teaching are so intimately united with me that my presence is assured and then pure truth is also guaranteed. For then they will only be able to speak in my spirit, they will keep silent about what has crept in as error. Then they will always use what completely corresponds to the truth as the content of their speeches, because it is my spirit which guides them. This is why there are powerful speakers in all schools of thought, in all denominations, who appeal to people's hearts, who are successful with those who are of good will. They proclaim the word of God with zeal. They are convinced disciples who carry my gospel out into all the world. But they also live in love. Otherwise my spirit's working in them is impossible. This is the sign whether a person is a true proclaimer of my teaching, that he practices love himself, that he is so permeated by love for me and his neighbor that I myself can be present in him and therefore he is a suitable instrument for me. Where love can be recognized, let yourselves be instructed, there accept my word. For there you will be truthfully instructed, there you will be able to be informed, because there I myself am where love is. For my word can also be preached without life, it can be transmitted by letter and will be without strength and appeal little to the hearers unless they are full of desire for my word. Then my spirit enlightens their thinking. And they can also bring the dead word itself to life, it will be as comprehensible to them as if a love-filled, spirit-enlightened proclaimer had presented it to them. My word has power within itself which comes to fruition through love in the human being. The love-filled proclaimer can radiate this strength to the listeners. But the listener must also be love-filled with desire for my word so that it will be a blessing for him. This is why you humans can safely give your ear to every proclaimer of God's word. As soon as you have the profound desire to hear me yourselves, you will also hear me. Yet without spirit commanded and without spirit received, it remains a dead word without blessing and strength. I truly protect all who are of good will from erroneous thoughts as soon as they seriously strive towards the truth, as soon as they turn to me myself that I may enlighten their spirit. But anyone who is lukewarm and indifferent, who listens to what is proclaimed to him without an inner urge to know the truth, his thoughts will be confused and darkened, for he does nothing to provide himself with light. He lets himself be driven without thinking about where he is being driven to. And this person is truly only granted the fate which he himself is responsible for. Ignorance or erroneous knowledge, which will never help him attain maturity of soul. And he will never be able to excuse himself with having been wrongly instructed, for it was his will alone which caused his ignorant state. But anyone who wants to live in truth will also be taught the truth if he turns to me myself, who is the truth from eternity. Amen.